Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Holy Grail, the Lost Ark, King Solomon's Mines, El Dorado, One-Eyed Willie's Rich Stuff, Smog's Hoard, or maybe it's family or friends or food enough for today. What is your treasure? See, people will go to all sorts of lengths. People will go on quests for their treasure. They will get chased by boulders and native tribes. They will swim through rat-infested sewers. They will play pianos made out of bones. They will solve riddles. We will struggle mightily to achieve and acquire our treasure. And even the seemingly simple stuff like family and friends and food will take our time and our attention and our efforts, because Jesus had it right. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. In today's gospel, Jesus is talking about treasure. Now, it's true that Jesus does not talk about gold or silver, diamonds, rubies, emeralds, stocks, bonds, or mutual funds. Jesus talks about the unfailing treasure in heaven, telling us not to be distracted by the treasures that One-Eyed Willie hid away. Jesus is talking about the kingdom of God. Now, it is true that Jesus has already told us that the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus wants us to know that it is all around us. But in fact, today, Jesus tells us that it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The kingdom of God is a gift. We cannot earn it. We definitely don't deserve it. But God gives us the kingdom as a gift in love. And that's good news. Now, just before our gospel reading today, Jesus concluded another little talk by telling the disciples and everyone who was there, strive for his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Now, when I hear strive for the kingdom, it sounds like I'm going to have to brave the dragon's lair or figure out a labyrinth or dodge blow darts and work really, really hard to finally make it to the kingdom. But that's not really what Jesus is saying. I mean, right after he says, strive for the kingdom, Jesus says, it's the Father's good pleasure to give it to you. So what are we striving for? Jesus is encouraging us to strive on behalf of. Strive on behalf of the kingdom. Jesus wants us to be willing to struggle and to strive so that the kingdom of God becomes evident to more and more people. So what is this kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is those moments when you know that you are in the presence of God, in the presence of God's love. The font, kingdom. This altar, kingdom. The people in the pews around you right now, kingdom. Out in the world around us, the kingdom is there in moments when we use whatever it is that we have, whether it's lots and lots or just a little, and we love our neighbor. This is where the strive is found. We don't strive to create the kingdom or to finally reach where the kingdom is. We strive to make the kingdom real to us and to the people that we share time with. When the kingdom is your treasure, your heart is in the right place. But then Jesus also tells us to be ready. It sounds like a warning. Professor Moody's line was constant vigilance. Always be ready for anything because anything may happen. And there are lots of Christians around us who hear be ready And they think that it's about being ready for scary things concerning the end times or the second coming. But I think that Jesus is asking us to be ready for the daily opportunities that will come for us to strive on behalf of the kingdom. There will be a chance, in fact, many chances every day to love your neighbor and to strive on behalf of God's kingdom. Be ready for them, Jesus tells us. Daily, we will be in the presence of people who need the kingdom of God in their lives. And Jesus is asking us to be ready to try and help. Jesus is with us. God's love is with us. And if we are ready, we can make a difference in someone's life. In fact, Jesus tells us that when we are ready, when we are alert, God is the one who waits the tables and serves us, providing us all that we need. Think about this amazing gift of Holy Communion and how God is the one who serves us here. It is true, though, that the kingdom of God can be disruptive. Jesus even compares it with a thief or a burglar. And that's always disruptive. One year right after Christmas, my mom and dad and little brother Phil, whose birthday it is today, happy birthday, Phil, if you're watching, there we are. But mom and dad and Phil drove up to church to pick me up after the LYE Congress. And in the time it took them to drive from our house the half mile up to church to pick me up and we drove back together, someone robbed us. Officially, they burgled us. They broke into the house. They searched it. They found whatever it is that they could carry easily and could fence quickly and left. It was a real Minnesota burglary, too, because they came in on snowmobiles and broke in through the back door. So everything they stole, they could keep in their snowmobiles or on their laps when they rode away. The strangest thing was the house did not feel normal. Someone had been in there that we had not invited. Someone had been rifling through drawers and pawing through closets and all kinds of, it was disruptive to the nth degree. Nothing felt right. And there are times when that's the moment the kingdom needs to show up. But the kingdom of God can also be disruptive, like the publisher's clearinghouse posse knocking on your door with this great big surprise. The kingdom comes into our lives and then through our lives to people who may need the surprise or even to those who need to understand that what's going on isn't right. Jesus tells us that we get to help. We get to jump in sometimes when we or the people we're interacting with least expect it. So Jesus asks us once again to always be looking around, always being prepared to love one another. The kingdom is ours. It's a gift. The presence of God in our lives, in the person and the love of Jesus, in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, in the creative genius of the Father, it is all evident and all around us. This gift of the kingdom of God is then to be used. It's not some kind of tchotchke to be left on a shelf or tucked away in the buffet. It is to be shared, shown off, given away generously, extravagantly, heedlessly, because there is always more love from God. There's always another piece of the kingdom for us to share. That's the beauty of this gift. God has given us a treasure, and we have no trials in order to obtain it. Cherish that treasure, and then prepare to share it however you can. God has a vision where the kingdom is made real, so let's make that our daily mission. Amen.